Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner, and in this episode, I thought we would talk about fitness. And the reason being that I have been posting my workouts on Instagram, and a lot of you have been getting in touch via DM and asking me what exercises I'm doing, and also how I motivate myself to work out, because I tend to work out in the morning and then share it on Instagram, just with a screen grab of the app that I use. Now, I was going to save this for one of the December Daily podcasts, and I said as much to people who messaged when I got back to them, but quite a few people said, actually, this is a show I would really like to hear before December starts, before the party season really kicks off, because I know there's going to be a lot of excess, I'm going to be eating a bit more, and I want to be doing something. So here it is. So first of all, I think the most important thing I can say is that I'm no fitness expert, and I wouldn't advise you to take any exercise tips from me because I am not qualified. I ultimately don't know what I'm talking about. You need a professional. And there are brilliant sources on Instagram, Alice Living and Laura Biceps, both of whom have been on the show, who are qualified and really brilliant at sharing their expertise. I screen grab my Apple Watch app that shows how long I exercise for, what my heart rate throughout the workout is, and how many calories I burn. And in all honesty, when I do that, it is a bit thirsty, meaning attention seeking, because, you know, sharing the workout is a bit like, hey, look what I did. But it just, it makes me feel it's part of the completion process. I don't know why. It is a bit thirsty. But also, I'm really proud that I'm doing it. So I just every now and again, I share it. So I share that. But what I mean is when I say I'm not an expert, I don't share the exercises because I wouldn't want anyone to copy me into themselves or not be doing it right. Seek a professional to get you to get help with specific exercises and what's right for you. So the question I do get asked most is what the app is when I do that screen grab that you see the chart with the heart rate on and everything. And it is the Apple Watch. I got my Apple Watch through my health insurance with Vitality here in the UK. This is not sponsored. I pay for it. But there was a deal on nearly 2 years ago that was if you sign up with us, then you'll get a free Apple Watch. So there you go. That's how I got my Apple Watch. And I do really, really enjoy it. I just wish it was prettier because it doesn't go with all my outfits. I also don't share my workouts because it's not like I'm a fitspo. I'm not in the greatest shape. It's important to me to be fit and healthy. So I've always done something. It used to be running, but I've fallen out of love with that a bit this year. And I'll sort of elaborate on that another time. But I really wanted to find something else. And also, I have always put so much pressure on myself and set very high goals, which is great because there have been times when I have achieved them, like completing a half marathon or running 10K in under an hour. But recently, not being able to really find a running groove has become a stick I've really been beating myself with. So I wanted to regroup, and I had a bit of a break from exercise in the summer. And I was like, well, I'm going to get back into it. And I've got to break this unhealthy relationship I have with exercise where I'm doing it because I think it's going to fix something, or I think it's going, you know, suddenly I'm going to get the body of my dreams. Like, that comes with diet and nutrition, realistically. And I know that deep down. But again, there's a show coming up. Alex Light, who's been on this podcast, is launching a podcast all about body image. And I had a very long conversation with her about this on that show, which I think premieres in December. Her podcast premieres in December. I don't know what date this goes live, but you'll understand why this is such a muddy, peculiar topic for me. If you listen to that episode, I obviously will flag it up. But I really wanted to find a way of exercising where it wasn't like I was punishing myself or I was hoping to get something out of it that wasn't achievable or realistic. And it was actually my conversation with Laura Hoggins on this podcast that made me look more closely at weight training and using weight rather than just steady, simple cardio. Although obviously there is an argument for both, and I'm certainly not saying one is better than the other. In my flat, I have a Bosu ball, which is like half a Swiss ball on a big sort of plate thing. I'll put some pictures on Instagram. I have 2 5-kilogram free weights and a 10-kilogram kettlebell in my flat. And with that and a yoga mat, I have everything I need to create some little circuits. So I write up about between 5 to 8 exercises into a circuit and I repeat them 3 times to get me to half an hour. And my goal, more than anything else, is just to keep my heart rate above 130 beats per minute for the duration. How did you come up with 130 beats per minute, Emma? Well, on my Apple Watch, via my insurance, you earn various points a day for various activities. So if you do 7,000 steps, you get 3 points. If you do 10,000 steps, you get 5 points. If you walk 12,500 steps, you get 8 points. And your goal is to try to get to 40 points a week. That's your maximum. And if I keep my heart rate over 130 for 30 minutes, then I get 8 points in one half an hour hit. And then I don't get to 11:59 and start running down the street trying to get my steps up so I achieve my point. So that's really why 130 is in my head. There's no particular science to it. And that really is it. So half an hour, 130 beats per minute for the duration. And I've stopped focusing on distance and what I can't do and what I can't do now that I used to be able to do and all of that. And I just focus on those sets. I focus on those exercises as I'm doing them. I repeat them to the best of my ability and then I pack up the kit and I get on with my day. And I don't think much harder about it than that because I just trust the science that if your heart rate's been up, if you look at the graph, if you see what I've done, yes, it's telling me I've burnt that many calories, blah, 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 then that, my friends, is a workout and it doesn't need to be too technical. I have 2 workouts, one that focuses on legs and one that's more arms focused, but realistically, they're both designed to be full body. And I end each of them with a few sets of sit-ups. And that's kind of like I do as many sit-ups as I can before I get that sort of squeeze, that tightness in my tummy. And then I'm like, right, shower time. And the most important part of the workout is the warm-up. I just have to say that. And I follow a couple that Alice Living has posted and they are so good. And actually, even on mornings when I don't work out, I will do some of the mobility ones just to sort of make my back pop and make that noise that and release any tension that's built up and just loosen off my hips and everything. And they are great. And again, obviously, I will put the links in the show notes. But in addition, so that's kind of what I do. And I, as I said, I'm not going to go into too much more detail because I'm not an expert. And I think it'd be really wrong of me to say, so I start off with these exercises and then I do that because I've done it a bit by fluke. I've done it by reading other people's books and sort of thinking, well, I like that one. That one's quite tough. So I'll put it in the middle to work up to. And then I'll sort of do, you know, it's not science. It's not expertise. It's kind of what I think will work for me. But the more frequent question, if I'm totally honest, from people who've been coming into DMs is how do you motivate yourself? Because I do it in the morning.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And I guess if other, I guess if some people DM and they're like, you make me feel really bad. I get up in the morning, you've already done a workout. And that's not my intention. For me, a workout is probably 60% physical. So I do it because I want to be healthy. I want to keep my weight in check and I like being capable. But the other 40% is mental. I wouldn't say it's a 50-50 split. I would say it's fair to say it's like 60-40. If I work out in the morning, I have a clearer head, I have a stronger mind, I've already completed something, so I have a win under my belt, if that makes sense. And I feel excited, motivated, and pumped for the day ahead. And it's that simple. Like, it's just firing you up to get you ready to go, to do, and to make things happen. 30 minutes plus another 5 if you consider the warm-up and sit-ups is really no time. And doing it at home means there's no fuss. I don't have to pack a gym bag or go anywhere. And I've done that. I used to do that all the time. Pack my kit, get on a bus, go to the gym, put it in a locker, get chained and all of that shenanigans. And it used to be quite a time commitment. But this obviously is much, much easier. And that's what's working for me right now. And that's why I'm motivated. And what works for me might not work for you. It might be that when the weather gets warmer in the spring, I change things up completely. And I'm like, oh God, why would I work out inside when I can work out outside? Even though it is quite chilly in the UK at the moment, I do actually open the French windows and work out with those open because it just, I like breathing fresh air when I'm doing it. So it seems silly to not. But for right now, this is a groove I feel really good about. Those exercises, those circuits, it feels very, very doable. So when it comes to being motivated, I think a lot of it is down to setting an achievable goal and taking the pressure off. In the summer, I was running because I wanted deep down to get back to running long distances, but was never getting there. So I felt bad, wrong, and a failure. Whereas these workouts still burn calories, they still build muscle, and they do make me sweat. But there's no pressure because I'm not working towards some massive goal. I'm just getting to the end of the workout. Sometimes I'm just getting to the end of the circuit and giving myself a pep talk going, go on, Emma, do the next one. So that's where my head is at. So to everyone who's been messaging, that's really what's been going on. I've taken the pressure off. I tick off my exercises and I get on with my day knowing that I've got my heart pumping and my body moving. And yes, before anyone asks, I will be switching up the circuits every 6 weeks or so just to keep things fresh and interesting and also so my body doesn't get used to the exercises that I'm doing because there is some science in that too. But I know for people who've been messaging me saying, oh, I really want to get into an exercise groove before Christmas, just make it easy. 15-minute walk round the block in the morning, if that's what's going to work for you, or if it is doing a couple of circuits of things, half an hour is just an arbitrary time just because of the watch that I use in the app that I have in the health insurance thing and like earning points. But 15 minutes is still good. 20 minutes is still good. Just the thing that has really helped me and the reason why I'm actually doing these circuits far more regularly than usual and not longing for a rest day is because I really enjoy them and I find them really achievable. So that's it. But I think this is a conversation we should all have in the Facebook group. What do you think? Because I do think motivation can be sometimes really hard to find. And you know what it's like when you find it and you feel like you're cooking on gas and then you lose it. And it's like, oh, how do I find it again? And I know that you, my most excellent listeners, will have so many brilliant tactics and tips that I'm sure would be amazing if we all shared with each other. So go to the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. And click the link to join the forum. You have to answer 3 questions and agree to the forum rules. And apparently it doesn't give you the option to agree to them on mobile, which I only found out this week because I've been declining people and they were like, what gives? It's only because I'm just trying to keep it free from brands trying to sell to you because that's happened and I've had to kick people out, which I didn't like having to do. So I just want to be really upfront. There are rules, please stick to them. Or you can DM me if you want to chat to me, ask me anything. I really suggest you follow Alice and Laura. Again, the links will be in the show notes. They are really, really good accounts to follow and they really, really know their stuff. And I will also put the link in the show notes to the episodes of the podcast they've recorded with me so that you can go back and hear them talk if you didn't catch those episodes already. But that's it. That's an answer to the questions I've been getting about fitness, motivation. And it is that time of the year. Party season is coming. Excess is on the way. And if you do want to shake things up or just be on top of it, then this might be the way to do it. And actually, one of my December daily podcasts that I have pre-recorded is from a previous guest, a very popular previous guest of the show, who has some really wonderful insights on how to avoid falling down the festive excess trap. So I will tease you with that one and hope that you enjoy that one when it goes live in the first week of December. Thank you so much for listening. It's a delight to spend time with you. Email me thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, DM me on Twitter and Instagram where I'm at Emma Guns, or don't forget, please do go in and join that Facebook forum where there are thousands of other listeners to the podcast, most excellent listeners to the podcast, who are sharing constantly amazing, brilliant, insightful things and asking really intelligent questions and having great discussions. So come on over there. I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.